Technology imitates the real. So during Sri Ramana's time as a physical avatar, he used the metaphor of the movie screen to describe the self. That the self is the screen that is not affected by whatever images are projected on it. It remains completely undisturbed and unchanged, unaffected by experience, because it is simply the awareness that contains the entirety of experience. It is the subject of reality, and the universe is its object. But with later technology, Ramana would probably have spoken about the self as a computer. And the computer screen is not projected on by something outside. So one no longer needs to use a dualistic metaphor. The light doesn't come from without the screen, but from within. And the screen is simply showing the information contained in the computer that's not visible. But the screen contains only a small amount of the information at any given time. But the computer has all of that information simultaneously. And if Ramana were today using a metaphor, he would probably say that rather than a screen, the computer generates a hologram. And the hologram contains the entire information projected as space, as time, as matter, as forms moving and interacting, and even with their own internal software as nodes of intelligence and applications of intelligence within the computer as a whole. And so there is much more of an infinite potentiality of the permutation of all possibilities that are able to manifest in the hologram. But nonetheless, those possibilities eventually exhaust themselves, and the hologram reaches a point where all of the forms and the characters and the icons that represent those different aspects of the development of consciousness come to their completion. And both fall to their lowest state of exhaustion, inertia, and loss of creative capacity, and also at the same time, some rise to the highest level of their creative capacity as manifestations of the entirety of the real. So there is a complete polarization of forces of the most sattvic and the most tamasic that are all present within the holographic manifestation that is able to be conscious of itself as a manifestation of the implicate order of the intelligence that is atemporal and aspatial and unmanifest. And once all of that is recognized by the manifest order, the manifest returns to the unmanifest because it has completed the expression of its intention, its message to itself, its complete understanding of the destiny of consciousness. When disconnected from the source of its being and of its power, and it loses the power to manifest in an integral, coherent way, and the ultimate coherence that enables a return to the source of the power in order to bring about a new creation. So we are at that moment when the hologram is to be withdrawn back into the source and then renewed from a new beginning. So the purpose of meditation at this point, at the end of the holographic film's production of itself, is the recharge of energy, the return to the source of energy within the self. And so in every meditation, by bringing your consciousness back into the infinitesimal core of total light, of absolute Shakti, one recharges one's energy to have the capacity to withstand the kind of adverse conditions that the hologram has to face at the end of its climax of manifest self-destruction and self-renewal that occur simultaneously. The Greeks had a word for the indivisible particle of matter that they called the atom. They took that from the indivisible particle of consciousness, which is the Atma. The same concept, because matter is a representation of mind. In order to achieve the complete renewal of our consciousness, we must return to the Atma, meaning we must realize that I is an infinitesimal point of light, but of infinite power. And it's the realization and the establishment of consciousness and of attention in that indispensable, indivisible core point of power that enables us to endure through the final stages of manifestation, and to actually bring about the withdrawal of the holographic field back into the core of being. So, as you meditate, every day that you meditate, you should feel yourself becoming stronger. You should feel yourself able to remain awake and still, without thoughts, without movement, without dissipation of energy, without reverie or thoughts coming autonomously without your will. There should be absolute power to remain in total stillness. And this will convert into the power to fast from food when there is none, to fast from sleep when it is important to stay awake for long periods, and to be able to fast even from feeling the body and whatever pains it may have, whatever wounds, whatever kinds of debilitation, and not to be disturbed by any conditions within the holographic field, because one's consciousness has already returned to the infinitesimal point source of light, of information, of power, and of purity of intent that manifests within the icon, within the holographic manifestation, and is able to withdraw from the field into the light and remain abiding in the worldless light, regardless of what is happening within the manifest holographic dream field, until the energy of the Atma as a collective grid of awareness appearing in many different centers simultaneously brings the entirety of the field back into the singularity, and then the renewal of time itself from a new beginning can take place. So abide in that point of power, and you should feel that every time you meditate, you are accumulating more strength and more capacity to abide without being affected by anything that happens in the field, and that you are completely disidentified from body and from the mental apparatus of the ego. And you have the power to reprogram it and to move the icon through space-time without any interference from the illusion itself, but with clarity and with a clear message and willpower coming from the source of being, one will be able to manifest as the form of the formless self, and with the power of truth, with the power of purity, of goodness, of love, that will be able to awaken all of the nodes of consciousness that are still asleep, meaning identified with a body in a world and not aware that it's a holographic illusion, and help to bring them back from a place of suffering into that core of peace and of luminous presence that is God consciousness. So this is our function within the infinite mind of God that is manifesting this world and is now about to withdraw it back into the singularity by colliding the universe of matter with that of antimatter and annihilating all manifestation back into that point of absolute presence. In order to be able to withstand that cosmic event without being affected by it and not changed in the least, and being at that core of the singularity that then remanifests as a new world, we have to be in that state of total oneness with God, with the source of being, with the source of knowledge, with the source of power at every moment, without deviating, without disturbance, without forgetfulness, without loss of power, fully charged at every moment. So may we take advantage of these last days with the opportunity to manifest before the waves of the rolling apocalyptic end of this planetary existence comes into our manifest reality, and be able to complete our hero's journey into light without falling into the delusion of Maya that brings suffering, anxiety, pain, and karma, and a burden of attachment to the illusion that keeps us being able to be liberated from the holographic field into absolute God consciousness that is untouched by all the apparent events that appear in time. So understand that liberation is not a function of time, it's a function of energy. And the energy is gained through attention that stays in that immovable point in which it is completely absorbed into the power of the God Self that is always charged with infinite Shakti. And realize that is what you are.